Wrapping up Father's Week here on Now I've Heard Everything, a conversation I had exactly 30 years ago this week with two very funny guys who happen to be father and son, actor Chris Elliott and his dad Bob Elliott, who of course was half of the comedy team Bob and Ray. They wrote a funny little book together in 1989 called Daddy's Boy, A Son's Shocking Account of Life with a Famous Father. Now, it was, of course, a parody of all of celebrity tell-all memoirs. It was all very, very tongue-in-cheek, as was our interview just before Father's Day 1989.
Chris, why did you write this book? I mean, it must have been very painful for you.
It was painful. I had to get it out in the open, Bill. I have been raised by this man, this gentle-humored man, who is really just an insane, maniacal superstar, and I've kept it bottled up inside me all these years, and then Father's Day rolled around, and we figured it was a great way to make a buck.
Well, let me be frank with you, Bill. At this late date, it's kind of an embarrassing thing, but I have yet to really open this book up and read his parts of it. I remember my parts very well. Mine are supposed to be rebuttals, but after I glanced through his original manuscript of chapters, I didn't see anything there to rebut particularly, so I went ahead and wrote what I wanted. I thought the whole thing was a joke. I didn't think it would ever get into print.
Well, you know, it's painful for myself as a parent, yeah, to think that the things that a parent will subject a child to.
It's too late to recall this, isn't it?
It's in the stores, Dad.
It is. Okay.
It's too late. Yeah, it's painful. I think it's probably more painful for my father to have his son write about him this way. And that's why I'm going to keep my daughter illiterate so she can't write about me. Although that didn't stop me writing this book, I guess. Illiteracy.
I'll find out when I read it.
Well, you know, what I hope this book does is really open the door for a lot of sons and daughters of famous people to really write some shocking accounts of their parents and blow the lid off the image that people have of their stars, because I don't think there's been enough books like that.
But aren't we tired of reading about coat hangers and
you're talking about my gold toe socks that had to be hung on nothing but wire hangers. That was one of Daddy's rules, because as Daddy said, nothing but a wire hanger can put the buoyancy back in a gold toe sock. And I, of course, wanted to put the buoyancy back in Daddy a few times. But
speaking of that, we are thinking of bringing out a designer line of wire coat hangers. I think we might cash in on a little bit.
See, Daddy doesn't want to read the book, but wants to reap the benefits of its sales, I suppose.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of little offshoots to a book like this, and the more interviews we do, the more I hear what's in there, and I can see a lot of possibilities. When I did my stuff, the only idea I had was to set up a franchise business for Finn and Hattie R Us shops, because I devote a good deal of time to that fish delicacy.
So basically, Daddy ignores all my chapters in the book, and at first I found that rather annoying, but really when you look at it, by ignoring the chapters that tell the truth, my dad in a way is proving all the inculpations I put forth.
There must have been moments during the writing when you just had to just stop. It was so painful that you just, I can imagine. Did you have to go into therapy or anything?
Writing the book was therapy for me, Bill. And there were plenty of times I had to stop because I couldn't think of anything else to say. But then a good night's sleep, a big breakfast, and the imagination starts working.
Find you more productive in the early morning hour, right?
That's right. Yeah, things seem to come back to me more in the early morning.
What we're looking forward to now is, of course, is a sequel. Everybody says, are you going to do another book?
Yeah.
And we think we'll bring one out, a book about this tour that we've been doing, selling this one.
You actually, I think, would be the first authors to... I've had many threaten to do that, but very few who have actually written about...
I think it would be very good. For instance, a week or so ago, or a couple of weeks ago, we were in Toronto and suffered a very humbling experience when the MC of the show began the introduction reading from the teleprompter. It was on TV. And she said, with us this morning is the rising young comedian, famous for the Letterman show, Chris Wright, and his equally famous father, Bob Wright. And we sat there. Luckily, they were taping it, but and we did have her start over, but she was going right straight ahead. That was the first step on our tour, and will be the first paragraph in the book.
Bob, what did you think of the first time you saw your son on television?
Well, that I really don't know. I was very proud to see that he'd made it on the television, certainly, and I am every time he's on. I think he's developed a huge following.
Well, I wouldn't say huge.
I would suggest he write a book someday and answer all those
things. Well, it's funny you bring that up, Dad, because in the bookstores now is my first attempt at a book. You might want to pick it up.
I'm hoping to get a copy for Father's Day.
You know, Bill, we're really, you know, this book tour is unlike any other book tour where authors just kind of go out and talk about themselves and waste a lot of time with that. We're really pushing the book.
This is just hard sell. That's all we're...
We're really encouraging people to get out and buy the book. It's as important as getting out the vote during an election, I think.
Early and often. That's
right.
In fact, this seems like we're stumping for a public office.
So. We might. In fact, we were elected somewhere, I think. In some town we visited.
I just find it amazing, I guess, that the two of you can manage to travel together, appear together. I've even caught you looking at each other once or twice.
yeah, but we managed to do interviews without looking at each other.
I mean, I pretty much look right through him. And I think my
and
dad...
I've seen through you for years.
What is this? I've been meaning to ask you what the little yellow circle that says over 4 billion served means.
Oh, I have no idea what that means, to be honest with you.
That's the editor's sense of humor.
It's a little medallion there. To be honest, I think they were worried that that people would actually think this is a real Mommy Dearest type book, and, even though my dad and I are on the cover of it. And David Letterman did the forward. So they needed a little joke there. So they
You think there are people who really would take this seriously?
Well, somebody said to me the other day, which is funny, that they had the book on their desk in the office, and somebody walked by and just glanced at the cover, A Son Shocking Account of Life with the Famous Father, and their reaction was, oh no, another one of these. And that, in a way, that's sort of bittersweet. It's it's half a success. I mean, it's sort of, when we first started out on this, we did want it to look and appear as real as possible.
And then there are other people who see him on TV with this book and figure it's another one of his bits, you know.
Yeah, well,
Letterman.
We're hoping that somebody, there might be a minority of people that will buy this book thinking that it has
empty pages.
But
I suggest they get right to the rebuttals. I think that's the meat of it.
Yeah, I'm sort of advising people to skip over the rebuttals, just read my chapters, and then leave the book around. They can always go back and catch up on the rebuttals. You know,
we have
a couple
two points
of view
here. You can see.
It is a unique. I've never.
You can attack the book from two different angles.
That's true. I've never actually seen a book, I don't think, that had opposing points of view such as this.
Yeah, it's pretty controversial. In fact, the big controversy is whether it'll be on the fiction list or the non-fiction list of bestsellers.
So you're assuming it'll be on a bestsellers list.
My part of the book will be on. Nonfiction.
I think we'd both be happy if it gets on anybody's list, their grocery list, anything.
Is there any question that you've always wanted to be asked that nobody has ever asked you?
You haven't asked me what Ray thinks of this, and I haven't showed it to him yet, so I can't give you an opinion on that, but I'll have to sooner or later. I imagine he's heard about it, probably is writing his own.
And I guess for me, the major question would be, how do you stay so fit and such a great looker? And no one asked me that so far.
Supposing, just hypothetically, that someone were to ask that.
Probably just a lot of exercise and clear your mind. Have a good mind and a good self-approach to yourself. Boy, just love yourself. Right, Dad?
And people ask me what part have you never played that you'd like to, and it would be Richard III, of course.
I'm not sure if their book ever did make a bestseller list, although it did get a really nice write-up in the New York Times and a lot of other places. I'm Bill Thompson, and now I've heard everything.